Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we worship you and we praise you and we thank you. We thank you because you are the King of the universe. Thank you, God. We worship you and we praise you and we thank you today. We love you. We just worship you for your word and for what you've done, and we praise you, Jesus, for what you did when you came to this earth. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're on this earth and that you're filling us. And I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to fill me every day with the Holy Spirit and power, and give me boldness to speak the word of God with boldness. And then, Father, I ask you, just like the disciples did in Acts chapter 4, verse 29, I ask you to confirm the bold, mighty teaching of your mighty word with healings and signs and miracles and wonders following the bold, mighty teaching of your mighty word. I worship you and praise you for your word, which is forever settled in heaven. And I praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Today, I want to talk just a little bit about some things that we should believe and things that we should confess. Now then, most of us, I've come to realize that most Christians are like I was for the great majority of my life. I did not have the word in my heart. I went to church every time the door was open. Yes, and I did read my Bible, but I still did not have the word of God hidden in my heart. But in the last 25 or 30 years, as I have absolutely meditated on the Word day and night, as I have completely stopped watching all television in the last 10 years other than Christian television. Now, I do watch Christian television some, and I listen to Christian radio, but I never put anything in my heart, in my mind, that's not the Word of God anymore from those medias. I do not listen to secular television. I do not listen to secular radio at all. I do not want the trash of the world in my mind, in my heart. And from what people tell me, that's what's on the radio and the television. That appears to be all they talk about. And the things they talk about break my heart, because they're always talking about things that are sin. So I don't want to fill my heart and my mind with those things. So I had to turn the television and the radio off. In fact, here a few years ago, as I came in one night from work, my wife told me, she said, "Honey, sit down here. There's an extremely good movie going to be on tonight. I think you'll enjoy this. I want you to watch it with me." I said, "Well, several years ago, the last time I tried to watch something with you, it had too much bad stuff in it, and I couldn't watch it." She said, "But this one will be okay." I said, "Okay, let me sit here with you tonight, and I'll try it." So I sat down there with her, and within the first 10 or 15 minutes of that movie, there was at least three words of profanity that was used in that movie. The first one just cut me to the heart. The second one, like sticking a knife in me. And when it happened a third time, I told her, I said, "Honey, I can't watch this with you." I said, "There's too many words of profanity," although they weren't really what most people would consider very bad words, but they were bad. I told her, I said, "I can't watch that." She said, "But those words are not bad at all." I said, "But honey, I can't listen to that. That breaks my heart to hear people talking like that." I said, "I cannot put those things in my heart, because the Word of God says what a man puts into his heart is what comes out of his mouth, and I don't want that stuff in my heart." So since my heart was soft, it cut me like a knife to listen to those things. So if your heart is hard, you will be able to listen to those things and it not affect you. But you need to realize that if that is your case, you need to repent, and you need to turn back to the Lord, and you need to ask Him to forgive you for doing those things, and you need to start listening to His Word, meditating on His Word, thinking on things that are pure and clean and holy. and then start believing the right things. Now, Christians were called believers in the early church, and we're still called believers today. Now, when Jesus said over there in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, the Greek word used there for believeth means a believing one. Now, whatever Jesus said, Jesus made some awesome statements in the Word of God that I've come to realize that most of us as Christians don't even know these things are in the Word of God. I talk to many people in a week about the Word of God. And most of these people, well, not all of them, but most of those people do say they're Christians, but they don't know their Word. They just don't study it, obviously, because they don't know that these great and mighty promises are in God's Word. Now, the Lord made us a great and awesome promise over in Mark 16. He said in verse 17, he said, these signs shall accompany them that believe. This word here also means a believing one. Now, I've come to realize that in the church today, most of us are unbelieving believers. Now, what I mean by that is, yes, we have made Jesus our Savior, but we've never really made Him our Lord. We've not dedicated our life to the Lord. We have accepted Jesus as Lord, as Savior, and we go to church, but we don't want to turn loose of our own life. We don't want to die to self. We want to be in control of our life. Because the Lord says these signs shall accompany those that believe. So you have to be a believing believer for these things to work for you. Now, the believer really means a possessor. In other words, you are a possessor. One who has accepted Christ has received eternal life. You have taken your place in the family of God. Now then, if you really are a believer in Christ, nobody should have to ask you, are you a Christian? You ought to be out doing what the Lord says, because His commands in the New Testament in Matthew 28:18 and Mark 16:15, the Lord told us to go into all the world and preach or teach this gospel to every creature. We are to tell everybody about Jesus Christ and what He done for us on that cross 2,000 years ago. That He died for us, He arose from the dead for us, He done all these mighty things for us. But most of us say we're believers, but yet we don't go do anything. We don't take our rightful place in the family of God. Now, I've come to realize that most professing Christians, they only mentally assent to the Word of God. And if they only have it in their head, the mental assenter lacks the reality of eternal life in his spirit. In other words, that person will hope for it. He will dream that someday he will have it. But the believer, the one that really has it by revelation faith in his spirit, that believer joyfully thanks the Father for eternal life. When you wake up in the morning, you are praising the Lord. You're saying, Father, I thank you and praise you that you're my Lord. You're my God. You're my Savior. You're my provider. You're my healer. You're my deliverer. You're my everything. And I worship you, and I praise you, and I thank you. And I know that I have been given power over the enemy, which is Satan and his demons here on this earth. And I know that all of my needs are met every day because you are my provider. And I know I'm never going to be sick again because you provided healing through your stripes on that cross. And I worship you and praise you and thank you. Now, that is a person that really has revelation faith on the Word of God. That is a person that believes God's Word, and he knows who he is. He is a possessor of eternal life, and eternal life is his. Now, the word believe is a verb. The word faith is a noun. Now, everywhere Jesus uses the word believe, he means possession. We have it. It is ours. Now, in John chapter 6, verse 47, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth hath eternal life." Now, believing there is equivalent to possession, and the same thing is true today. You have to know these things. You have to receive everything by faith. It's not just something you flippantly do when you become a born-again Christian. We have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. We must begin to read the Word of God and begin to understand that at that point, when you became a born-again Christian, you were taken out of the kingdom of hell, which you were in, whether you knew it or not. You were a member of the devil's kingdom, and you came over into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, into his kingdom of light. You have been changed. You become a possessor of eternal life, and now the devil sure does hate you, and now he's going to attack you. So you need to know that you're in a war at that point. And from that point on, the intensity that the war rages will determine upon how much you study the Word of God. When you begin to become a Christian that is born again, that knows that he or she has eternal life, that knows you are a possessor of this, you really become a strong believer in the Word and begin to start acting on God's Word. I'm telling you, the devil will come against you every way in the world. So understand what you're doing, understanding the battle you're in, and do not yield to the beast. Kick him out in the name of Jesus and walk holy before the Lord. Now praise the Father in the name of Jesus. Today I want to invite you to call me or write me again. I have many tapes on faith and healing. I have audio and video tapes. So give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, I would like to invite you to our Sunday afternoon teaching over at 10921 in Shady Trail in North Dallas. Every Sunday afternoon, we start at 2 until 4, and we teach the Word of God, and we have a wonderful time there. There I will have many of my tapes and videos every Sunday afternoon. We would love to have you come and be a part of the teaching. So praise the Lord Jesus, and remember that Jesus is Lord.